White, J.E. White, Emma. Sanitarium, California, August 5, 1906. My dear children and Emma White, I should have considered it a privilege to see you both, but I shall not urge your coming more strongly than I have done. I leave you perfectly free to do as you think best. Never before have I carried so sad a heart as since I have seen the apostasy of men and women who have had great light and an abundance of evidence of the truth for this time. This brings to me a grief that should be spared me in these closing days of Earth's history. But I have no power to change the seductive working of the enemy. The Scripture has said that such things will come. I accept the word of the Lord and submit to the conditions that arise. Some will no doubt have their eyes opened, but for many, I fear it may be too late for them to correct the errors they have made. I can only pray, Lord, open blind eyes and give sight to these precious souls for whom Christ has given his life. We are now living amid the perils of the last days. Wickedness is steadily increasing, and soon in heaven it will be said, "It is done." He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he that is filthy, let him be filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. Revelation 16, verse 17, 22, 11, 12. And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornications, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia. For the Lord omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. Revelation 19, verse 1-9. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords, and King of kings, and they that are with him are called chosen and faithful. Revelation 17, verse 12-14. I thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice that we have one who can be the right arm of our strength and our exceeding great reward. We all have special battles to fight, but when we trust fully in our Redeemer, who has purchased us with his own blood, we shall be more than conquerors. My prayer is that I may not fail to obey the law of Jehovah. I pray that he will teach and guide in all my course of actions. Let us endeavor to follow the example he has set before us,